Picture this. You're flying back from a local lunch run on a Saturday afternoon. Clear skies, that good settled feeling you get on a calm day. And you decide to take a quick detour over your buddy Dave's house to let him know you made it back safe. He loves it when you do this. You drop down to about 800 feet, rock your wings, and head back to the airport feeling like you made someone Saturday. What you may not realize is that you might have just violated a federal aviation regulation, not because you were being reckless, because you didn't know what the word congested actually means in the law, and the regulation doesn't tell you. I'm Pattern on Traffic. Pattern here on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about Federal Aviation Regulation 91-119, Minimum Safe Altitudes. It is one of the most misunderstood rules in Part 91, and pilots get caught on it not because they were acting dangerously, but because they thought they understood it when they didn't. Let's walk through this together before we do. Quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that, private pilot, instrument, commercial. They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, aviationsoul.com. All right, 91-19, here's what the regulation actually says, and I want to go through it piece by piece because every clause in this thing is doing work. The opening line of the regulation says, except when necessary for takeoff or landing, no person may operate an aircraft below the following altitudes. Hold on to that phrase. Except when necessary for takeoff or landing. That is the only legal exception, and we'll come back to what it covers and what it doesn't. From there, the rule breaks into three categories. The first category is the catch-all. Anywhere. The regulation says you must fly at an altitude that would allow an emergency landing without undue hazard to persons or property on the surface if a power unit fails. Read that again. Anywhere. This means that even over empty desert, even over open ocean, even in airspace with no charted altitude restrictions at all, you must be high enough that if your engine stopped right now, you could get to the ground without putting people at risk. What that altitude actually is depends on terrain. Over a flat Kansas wheat field with nothing for miles, a few hundred feet might satisfy the rule. But if you're at 300 feet over a highway with cars moving at 70 miles an hour and your engine quits, you cannot thread that landing safely. That's a violation of the catch-all, even if it doesn't trigger either of the other two categories below it. This is a judgment standard, which means if something goes wrong, the Federal Aviation Administration applies that judgment after the fact. The second category is over congested areas. 1,000 feet above the highest obstacle within a 2,000-foot horizontal radius. What qualifies as a congested area? The regulation says any congested area of a city, town, or settlement, or any open-air assembly of persons, 1,000 feet, 2,000-foot radius, city, town, settlement, or crowd. Now here is where it gets complicated, because the regulation never defines what congested actually means. It uses the word. It does not explain it. And that one missing definition has produced more pilot enforcement actions than almost anything else in Part 91. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The courts and the National Transportation Safety Board have established over decades of enforcement cases that congested is not a population density threshold. It is not a municipal boundary. It is a factual determination about human activity in an area at a given time. A small rural town of 400 people can be a congested area. A county fair at the edge of an otherwise empty county can be a congested area. A car show on a two-lane road, an outdoor concert at a fairground. Any of these can meet the standard depending on the circumstances. The phrase open-air assembly of persons is doing enormous legal work here. It extends the congested area rule to any gathering of people in an open space, regardless of whether that gathering is anywhere near a city. If you're flying over a motocross track on a Sunday afternoon with 300 people watching from the infield, that is a congested area under the regulation. You need 1,000 feet above the tallest obstacle within a 2,000-foot radius of that crowd. And here is the subtlety pilots miss on the obstacle measurement. The 1,000 feet is not from mean sea level. It is not from field elevation. It is from the top of the highest obstacle within that 2,000-foot radius. If there's a grain elevator on the edge of that small town sticking up 60 feet above the surrounding terrain, your minimum altitude is the terrain elevation plus 60 feet plus 1,000 feet, not terrain plus 1,000. Terrain plus the obstacle plus 1,000. The third category covers other than congested areas. Open country, rural terrain, farmland, sparsely populated areas. The minimum here is 500 feet above the surface. but the regulation adds a horizontal requirement that pilots frequently forget over open water or sparsely populated areas. The rule says you cannot operate closer than 500 feet to any person, vessel, vehicle, or structure. That 500 feet above the surface and the 500-foot horizontal clearance from things on the surface are two separate. Simultaneous requirements: you can be flying at 600 feet above a pasture and still violate this regulation if you're only 200 feet horizontally from a farmhouse. Both measurements apply at the same time. Think about that on your next low sightseeing pass over the countryside. So let's put the whole structure together. Three standards that stack on top of each other. The catch-all: always be high enough to land safely if the engine quits, everywhere, no exceptions. The congested area standard: 1,000 feet above obstacles, within a 2,000-foot radius of cities, towns, settlements, or any significant gathering of people. The other than congested standard: 500 above the surface, plus 500 laterally from any person, vessel, vehicle, or structure. And the only legal exception in the entire regulation is takeoff and landing. Now, let me give you some scenarios where this plays out in the real world, because this is where the rule gets practical. Scenario 1. Aerial photography. You want low altitude for good shots, so you're at 400 feet above a suburban neighborhood. You're not doing anything fast or aggressive. You're just flying slow, getting pictures. But that suburban neighborhood is almost certainly a congested area. The standard is 1,000 feet above the highest obstacle within a 2,000-foot radius. If there are houses with chimneys at 30 feet above terrain, you need at minimum 1,030 feet to legally fly there. You're at 400. That is a violation. There is a waiver process for low-altitude operations. Agricultural pilots, power line inspectors, certain aerial photography operators can obtain certificates of waiver or authorization that modify the minimums for specific operations, but without one of those, the regulation applies to everyone equally. Scenario 2. The low pass. This comes up constantly in enforcement cases. Pilots do flybys over friends' houses, over backcountry strips to check conditions, over airport events. A low pass is not automatically legal just because it is over a familiar piece of dirt. If you're over a backcountry strip in genuinely remote terrain with no people nearby, the catch-all rule is probably your only concern. Can you land safely if the engine quits? If yes, you're likely fine. But if there's a crowd watching at an air show, or if the strip is near a settlement, or if you're closer than 500 feet horizontally to any structure on the ground, you could be in violation even on an approach to a strip. You've landed at 100 times before. Scenario 3. Coastal and open water flying. The regulation specifies that over open water or sparsely populated areas, you must stay at least 500 feet from any vessel. That means a fishing boat, a sailboat, a kayak, any vessel in the water counts. A low scenic run along the coast, banking over the waves well below 1,000 feet, feeling like you own the sky, if you're within 500 feet horizontally of any boat, you're in violation. The vessel doesn't need to be large. It doesn't need to be moving. It just needs to be there. Let me tell you about what has actually happened in enforcement cases, because the history here is instructive. The NTSB has upheld FAA enforcement actions against pilots who flew over small towns at 900 feet and argued the town was too small to be congested. The board found that any town or settlement triggers the standard regardless of population. 900 feet was below the 1,000-foot minimum. The pilot lost. Another case involved an air tour operator flying over a national park with tourists on the ground below. The FAA found the gathering of visitors constituted an open-air assembly of persons, and the 1,000-foot minimum applied. The operator had been flying at 500 feet. Enforcement was upheld. The pattern in these cases is consistent. Congested is interpreted broadly. Any doubt should push you higher. Now let me talk about the reasoning behind the regulation. Because understanding the why makes you a better pilot than just memorizing the numbers. The 1,000-foot rule over congested areas exists because a power loss over a city gives you terrible options. You're going to land on something. The more people and structures there are, the more likely that landing injures someone who had nothing to do with your flight. 1,000 feet gives you time. Time to look for a park, a parking lot, a gap in the buildings. Time to aim for the least bad outcome. 500 feet over open country still gives you options. A field, a road, a flat spot. Somewhere that isn't a house. The catch-all rule captures the intent of the entire regulation. The Federal Aviation Administration does not want pilots flying low enough that a mechanical failure becomes an emergency for people on the ground who didn't consent to that risk. That's the spirit of 91.119. And every clause in the rule flows from it. One more thing worth knowing. 91.19 applies to helicopters with a specific modification. Paragraph D of the regulation says helicopters may be operated below the minimums in paragraphs B and C if the operation is conducted without hazard to persons or property on the surface. That is a helicopter-specific provision, and it requires a genuine operational reason and genuine care. It is not a blanket permission to fly low. Fixed-wing pilots do not have that provision. The regulation as written is the regulation you fly under. One source of confusion I want to clear up before we wrap. Pilots sometimes confuse this regulation with the altitude floors for different airspace classes. Those are two separate sets of rules. Class Echo airspace might start at 700 feet above ground level depending on what the sectional shows. Class Bravo, Charlie, Delta each have their own floors and ceilings. None of that changes your obligation under 91.19. You can be in completely legal airspace at a perfectly legal altitude relative to that airspace and still violate minimum safe altitudes if you're over a congested area without 1,000 feet of obstacle clearance. The airspace rules and the altitude safety rules live in different parts of Part 91. Both apply at the same time. You satisfy both, or you satisfy neither. So here is what I want you to walk away with today. Know the three categories and what each one requires. The catch-all is everywhere, all the time. The congested standard is 1,000 feet above obstacles, and congested means more than you probably assumed. The open country standard is 500 above the surface and 500 laterally from anything down there. When in doubt about whether something qualifies as congested, it probably does. Any town, any settlement, any meaningful gathering, go higher. The lateral component of the open country rule is real, and it is separate from the vertical component. Both apply simultaneously. The only legal exception is takeoff and landing. There is no "I was just looking at the strip" exception. There is no "I was circling to check the wind" exception, unless you were actually going to land. And this regulation protects people who never asked to be under your flight path. Flying low feels fantastic. It looks great from the cockpit, but at 400 feet over Main Street, the people in the cars below you have no say in the risk they're being asked to absorb. The rule is there for them. The Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Check Ride expect you to know minimum safe altitudes during pre-flight planning and in the context of cross-country routing. Your examiner may describe your planned route over a specific piece of terrain and ask what minimums apply. Have the answer ready, including the 2,000-foot radius measurement and what counts as a congested area. If you want to go deeper, the regulation itself is short. Read all of Title 14, Part 91, Section 119. Then look up the published NTSB enforcement case summaries, which are publicly available. Reading the actual legal reasoning is a better education than any bullet point in a training manual. Information in today's segment came from Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, published National Transportation Safety Board enforcement decisions, and FAA legal interpretations on low-altitude operations. Find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Pattern. Stay high enough that the view's still good and the options stay open.